Yesterday was our it was a big cribbage tournament, the corned beef and cribbage tournament we have at Skookum Brewery down in Arlington. We've had it four or five, I think maybe it's up to six times now, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a round robin kind of, you know, big tournament style deal, bracketed deal, where there's 64 different cribbage players, and I met a lot of great listeners. Nice comments and things from folks, and I did play pretty well. I won my first three, then I made it to like the final round, lost, and then came up through the loser's bracket with a couple more wins, and then the cards quit coming and it was over. But it's all to raise money to create a world without MS, so that was a good deal. And met Bruce and Steve and Haley and Tim and Sue and a bunch of cool games. And then you get into cool conversations, and Steve, who I played cribbage with, was he's a logger, and his buddy was teasing him about having a hearing aid, and he said, well, being around the saws all my life and everything, I got this hearing aid deal. And so I'm just picking his brain and talking a little bit, and he says, yeah, it was the weirdest thing. You know, I got sick of my girlfriend would come home, and she could hear the TV from the driveway, you know, when she got, because he couldn't hear nothing. Yeah. And so, you know, then she'd get in, why is this so ungodly loud, and turn it down. And then I could never hear anything, and I was embarrassed to participate in conversations because I could never really hear people properly. And then I got the hearing aid, and then it took a hell of a long time to get adjusted to that. Because your brain gets used to not hearing stuff or what have you, and then you put that hearing aid, and it's like you have bionic ears. You can hear conversations from two or three tables away. You can hear it, and it becomes distractive, and that you're hearing doors close and things that your brain's not, you're overstimulated, and, you know, there's too much stimulus. And so he said that took a long time to get used to, and he goes, but you know what the weirdest thing is? With the hearing aid, you can sync it up to your phone, and so you can listen to your phone. You can have, you can hear your phone. You can stream music and stuff through your hearing aid. And I thought, doesn't that defeat the process? I mean,
is that going to make things worse?
You would think, I got this thing in my ear. It's my hearing aid because I can't hear anything because things have been too loud my whole life. But yet I can listen to music through it.
Well,
I thought that's insane.
I'm going to go in and get that now.
Yeah.
Save. I can get some great earbuds through my insurance company.
He says it's not that loud, but you can sync it up to your phone. He goes, really? So when I'm out logging and doing stuff, you know, I got my phone in my pocket, but my ear thing will buzz or make a little noise, and I can tell that my phone's ringing. Or if I want to set it up to music, I can stream music through my hearing aid. I thought that's almost counterproductive.
You know, I went in for
He said that the weirdest thing was that your brain gets just confused almost. You almost get dizzy because there's so much sound you can hear. You're like, wait a minute. You're like, you can hear stuff like you have Steve Austin ears.
It's like looking
ears.
At your dog, like your dog or an animal. Sometimes their ears will perk up. And you're like, what are they hearing that I'm not hearing
exactly.
Right now? What are they
It was all happening for Steve lately.
I went in for a hearing test a few months back, and because I was concerned that I was going down Steve Austin's road there.
He had 60% hearing loss in one ear.
Really?
Yeah.
So I wanted to see what the deal was. You know, wearing headphones for 35 years, you know, you would assume that there's going to be some hearing loss. And when I went in for the test, you know, they give you the headphones. And they tell you, all right, you know, click the left button if you hear something in the left ear, click the right button if you hear something in the right ear. I'm like, okay, good. Now we'll finally know if I have any hearing loss. And then she says, and, you know, even if you aren't sure, if you think you hear something, just click it. I'm like, really?
I've had ringing in my ears where I know there's not a sound happening.
Even if I'm not sure I hear it, but I sort of, just do that. So then I'm listening like that, and I'm like barely hearing stuff, and I'm clicking it. And so I think I was clicking on things. The sounds were there, but I probably like shouldn't have been clicking on them because they weren't that audible.
Yeah.
But I was clicking on them. So anyways, I come out and they said, your one ear's an A and the other ear's a B. And those who know me are still telling me, nah, man, your hearing is messed up. And I said, it's because I cheated on that test. They told me to cheat on that hearing test. They tell you, well, it's kind of like cheating. It's like, well, even if you aren't sure, if you think you hear it, then click on it. I don't think they should have passed along the advice that way, because I think that corrupted the test.
It polluted the reading.
Yeah. So I would like to, give me some of those, I don't think it's, I wouldn't mind having the hearing aids, to be honest with you, to hear that stuff.
I don't know why my dad hasn't done it, being a general contractor his whole life and around saws and all that kind of stuff. He is pretty much deaf in one ear, and you have to walk on one side of him. If you're going to have a conversation, you have to be on one side of him, his good ear, or he's not going to hear you. And I've had several people go, well, your dad seems like he's a pretty quiet guy. He doesn't say a whole lot. Like he wasn't very friendly. And I'm like, no, he just didn't hear you.
Yeah.
He just flat out didn't hear you.
Yeah, because when you're at a restaurant setting and everybody's talking or there's a lot of noise and everybody's participating in a discussion, you can hear the person maybe next to you and maybe across from you, but that person who's telling a story a couple seats down that everybody else can hear, you can't hear that.
No.
So you can't contribute. And then people think you're not, you're not
taking social
part.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not taking part. Nah, I just can't hear a damn thing anybody's saying in here.
He said that when he first got the hearing aid, he had to turn it down. He went back in there and they said, how's it working out for you? And he said, I'm hearing too much. You need to turn this thing down.
I don't want to hear any more of this world.
Yes.